But yes, as Micah said, I'm a senior here. I will have done all 4 years and double majored, all that, long story. But I love working with children, so I have a focus on children there. And children's ministry is my thing, so when I was asked to do this, I was like, I only ever talk to children, so this is all new. And they were like, all my friends were very sarcastic, and they were like, well, we're all children of God. And I was like, okay. And then they're like, you can do your, like, you know, children's ministry warm-ups and make them dance and get their wiggles out. And I was like, I won't do that to you guys. So let's just get right into it. Maybe the ladies can relate to me with this most, but when I'm waking up in the morning and I'm getting ready for the day, if I see a blemish or something on my face, you know, I'm going to want to cover it up with makeup. I don't want it to be exposed. I don't want anyone to see it. Might have done it today. Don't, you know, no judgment. However, what I should be doing is going without makeup. I should be washing my face. I should be cleaning it. I should be exposing it, putting on some ointment, whatever, you know, letting it heal and expose over time. But sometimes it's easier to quickly cover something up than actually do the dirty work to clean it out. Now, I'm sure you're very confused as to why I'm talking about blemishes, but just hold on to that idea for a while, and let's pray before I get started. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come and share a word that I feel you've put on my heart. I pray you just speak through me this morning, and that your words will become my words. That you just have your way in each of our hearts and just speak to us. Please help me get through this service once more without having breathing issues. Just bless this time together in your name. We all said amen. There's my children's ministry coming out. But so, as many of you know, every Monday we have been focusing on the Sermon on the Mount. And so today we are in Matthew 5:8, which reads, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God." So what did Jesus mean by pure in heart? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defined pure as clean or cleaned, free from dust or taint, spotless and stainless, containing nothing that does not properly belong, and unmixed with any other matter. A pure heart is a heart that follows God above everything else. It's containing nothing that does not properly belong, and it is unmixed with any other matter. So who of us can say we have a pure heart? I can't. I know Moses couldn't. Noah couldn't, and neither could King David. After being exposed for his adultery with Bathsheba, King David wrote a prayer to God for a clean heart. He knew only God could take captive the desires, fears, thoughts, emotions, and all the clutter in his heart. If you haven't heard the story, King David was a king that was appointed by God. God chose him, he anointed him, and he appointed him to be the king of his people. But one day, from the rooftop, he saw a gorgeous woman named Bathsheba. He sent for her to come to him. He impregnated her while her husband was battling in the front lines of a war. He then decided to try to cover this mistake up, cover up his sins, and had her husband come home, tried to get him to sleep with her so then he would believe that it was his child. When that didn't work, he decided then to have her husband strategically and intentionally killed in battle. David then married Bathsheba, and they had their son. However, scripture states that God was not pleased with David. So David's life continued to spiral and derail until he repented to God and got his life back on track. Now, this was God's chosen guy. God specifically chose David of all the people. He was not someone in the royal bloodline. He chose David to come and be king of his people. And what did David do? He committed adultery. He sinned. He lied. He basically committed murder and basically broke every single commandment. The man of God did that. In Psalms 51:10-12, David cried, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Even though David was deep in sin, he repented and begged God to restore him. But he didn't stop there. He did the dirty house cleaning work and worked hard to renew his heart. He went back to daily worship and prayer. He was conscious of his future decisions to protect his newly purified heart. David's heart went unchecked until one thing led to another, until he was too deep to get out on his own. It got to the point where all he had was to get down on his knees, and all he could do was just ask God to help him. Over time, if mold isn't treated, it grows and it becomes worse. It takes over and creates places inhabitable. Is your heart full of clutter? Is mold growing on it? Is your heart following God, or is your heart following your desires, emotions, your mind, your eyes? Our hearts can so easily be misguided and polluted by our mind, our emotions, desires, and our eyes. Jeremiah 17, 9 through 11 states, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to renew each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve." Because of its importance, it would be just like Satan to go after our hearts. Something so toxic, I think, about our generation is how much it encourages us to follow your hearts or follow your desires, chase after your dreams. And we're told to be guided by those emotions and feelings. We're told to even put our identity in such things these days. But this is so opposite of what Christ tells us to do. Our hearts should be driven to and grounded in Christ and Christ alone. Because I am a child of God before anything else. And my identity and my heart longs for nothing more. We need to start with a pure heart. God calls us to a pure heart multiple times throughout Scripture, so it's clearly a necessity. How can we follow the greatest commandment and love our neighbors well and in a healthy way if our own hearts aren't pure? If your heart is following God, nothing should have to be justified, nothing should have to be feared, because if we're following him first and foremost, he's got the battle and everything will fall into place as he sees us through. Because of the grace of our God, if we simply repent of our ways, expose our sin, and do all the dirty house cleaning, he will renew in us a pure heart. No matter how far we've gone, no matter how lost we are, all he wants is us in our hearts, just like David. I love the way Matthew 5:8 is translated in the Passion Translation. It says, "What a bliss you experience when your heart is pure, for then your eyes will open to see more and more of God." So we've discussed what a pure heart means, but what does it mean to see God? Scripture makes it clear that while on earth, we will never physically be able to see God with our eyes. However, with an uncluttered heart and purified heart, we can see God through his works here on earth. By having impure hearts, we will be led to spiritual blindness. Paul explains spiritual blindness in Acts 28, 26 through 27. It says, "Go to this people and say, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's hearts has been calloused. They hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and in turn, I would heal them." If we have cluttered hearts that aren't focused on God above all else, we will be spiritually blind to his presence and works here on earth. When the source of something is stained, the whole entirety of it is damaged and it's affected. If our heart is stained, everything is affected. Our perception and our view of the world is stained. Our vision and our ability to see God is fuzzy. By making our hearts impure, Satan achieves his goal of separating us further from God and seeing him work. When faced with the battle, if our heart is cluttered, we're going to kick our feet, we're going to look at it and feel defeated. We're going to say, "Why does this keep happening to me?" And we're just going to put ourselves further down. But if we do the house cleaning and we do the work to remove the clutter in our hearts, we will see the battle, we'll remember the history we have with God and how far he's brought us and how far he's brought his people. You'll put on the breastplate of righteousness, pick up the sword of the Spirit, and say, "God, you brought me this far, and I know you're going to bring me through this too." None of us can see God because none of us have a perfectly pure heart. But maybe there's hope to take off some of that makeup. If we can't do it, God can. Jesus died on the cross to take the clutter and the garbage out of the hearts of those that allow him. But you have to invite God to remove that clutter. You have to be willing to expose that and let him into that. That's your decision. If our hearts are pure, we'll be closer to God and our eyes will be opened and hearts more willing to see him work. So I want to pose this question. Is there clutter in your heart that may be keeping you from seeing God today? When we put on makeup over our blemishes and we try to cover it up and go about our days, the blemish only grows deeper and it doesn't get to heal. Just like when David sinned and tried to cover it up, It continued to grow deeper until he was stuck hopeless and spiritually blind, and it got to the point where all he could do was get on his knees. Instead, we need to check our hearts, repent, and expose the dirt, blemishes, and stains, and allow God to come in and heal it and renew it so that we may grow closer to him. Allowing Jesus to dispose and expose and dispose of the clutter in our hearts will allow God, will allow us to see God and his works once again in our lives. Just as God opened the eyes of David to see the clutter in his heart, he's done the same for me, and I pray that he does the same for you. So as Philippians 4:7-8 states, may God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ. Keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. So let's close in prayer. Dear God, I just thank you for your word and your promises, and that you sent your son to be the ultimate sacrifice for all the clutter in our hearts. Just thank you for never stop chasing us in pursuit for our hearts like you did for David. You are so good. I pray that you just help us have the courage to expose the clutter and expose the dirt so that you can come in and heal it, Jesus. We thank you for this time together, and we thank you for everything that you're doing on this campus and everything you're going to continue to do. We just bless everyone here today and just bless this week as we go into reading days. In your name, we all said, amen.